By his deeds. Oh, bless us with pious deeds.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Mandi channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds. Subhanallah Azawajal. We've been talking about a number of pious deeds, alhamdulillah. You might have gained a lot from all these pious deeds which we are talking about, alhamdulillah, which we have mentioned. Inshallah, we'll bring you another unique pious deed. And the pious deed which we're going to mention today is about forgiving others. And this is our topic today, forgiving others. How this is a pious deed, what we can gain from forgiving others, subhanallah azawajal. Inshallah azawajal, we will learn in our silsila today. But let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O people, without doubt, the one attaining salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horror and accountability would be the one amongst you who would have recited salat upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, we are talking about forgiving others. How great this is as a virtue. How great is this as a pious deed. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And this is one of the great sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You'll find in number of occasions the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave those people who did wrong to him, forgave those who hurt him, the forgave those who were unjust with him. But our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, taught us a great lesson that we should be amongst them people who learn to forgive others as well. And we can gather from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many examples of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave others. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala who has narrated that once I was walking alongside Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst walking with me, he was wearing a Najrani shawl. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a Najrani shawl with thick and rough edges. Suddenly a Bedouin, meaning a villager, he came and he got hold of that shawl and he pulled it with such a violent jerk that it left scratches on the blessed neck of the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, he said, I be given something from the assets that Allah azza wa jal has given you. The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he turned his attention towards him and he smiled and ordered that he be given some goods. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Mandi channel. Look at the examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How forgiving our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came to forgiving others. This man, he took hold of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the shawl which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wearing till he left marks on the blessed neck of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of getting angry, instead of turning away from him, he turned towards him. And when he turned towards him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not show sign of anger, but instead the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at him. Imagine what that smile would be like, how that smile would have overcome anyone's difficulties and everyone's worries, subhanallah azza wa jal. And then not just that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on top of that gave what he asked for. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him even after how he treated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear views of Mandi channel, this is what we learn from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will find that this will be in the seerah of the Anbiya alayhim assalam, that no matter how the Anbiya, the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were treated, the Prophets alayhim assalam, they always showed their forgiveness towards these people. And if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the Sahaba Ikram showed this same type of forgiveness and they continued with the only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Mandi channel, we should also adopt this great sunnah of the beloved Prophet ﷺ in learning to forgive others. And Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala has reported that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has three things, Allah Azza wa Jal will take his account on the day of judgment with utmost ease and will enter him into paradise with his mercy. The companions alayhimur ridwan asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are these things? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, give to those who deprive you. Establish relation with those who try to break off ties with you and forgive those who oppress you. My dear views of Mani Channel, subhanAllah. Look at the bounties. The person who establishes these three things, what he will gain, that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his account with ease. Who doesn't want that their account is to taken with ease, especially on the day of judgment, when everyone will be worried about themselves, and that day where everyone would like that their account is taken with ease, and that them three people whose accounts will be taken with ease, and not just that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into Jannah, into paradise. These people are those, the person who gives, the one who is deprived. It's very easy to give a gift back to someone who has already gifted you something. And this is so common today. Even in the month of Ramadan, you look, if our neighbors have bought us food, we will take food back to their houses. But it's difficult to make that step at the start. If someone hasn't gifted us anything in his entire life and we were to take a gift to him, this is giving to those who have deprived us, my dear viewers of Mani Channel. And we should try to give, especially those people who have deprived us, who won't give to us. But if we give to them, inshallah, imagine, look at the ajr, the reward you will attain from this. And also establish a relationship with those who have broken off ties, who are trying to break off ties with you. And this is so common today in our society. It's something which we need to establish. We need to make a relationship, establish relationship with those who have tried to break off ties with us. Today, if a family member has not invited you to his children's wedding, or his son's or his daughter's wedding, but the unique thing will be that he has deprived you, he has broken off these ties, yet you invite him to your child's wedding. This will, inshallah, establish a relationship with them. If someone didn't invite you to an event, but you invite him to an event, subhanAllah, if someone didn't invite you to the wedding, you invite them to the wedding, subhanAllah, how unique this will be. This is establishing relationship. Today, so many relationships, so many households have been broken because of this. Why they have this mindset, oh, he didn't invite me to his wedding, he didn't invite me to his son's wedding, he didn't invite me to his daughter's wedding, why should I invite him to my son's wedding, why should I invite him to my daughter's wedding? My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, we should overcome this type of thinking. If someone hasn't invited us, or if someone has broke off ties with us, or if someone is trying to break off ties with us, then instead of breaking ties with them, create that relationship. Maybe go to their house, maybe take them a gift, maybe invite them because they didn't invite you. And inshallah, you will gain the blessings of having your accountability and yawm al-qiyamah taken with ease, and you will be entered into Jannah, inshallah. And also forgive those who oppress you. This is very difficult today. That if someone oppresses us, we learn to just forgive him. If someone has done wrong with us, we learn to forgive him. If someone has hurt our feeling, we forgive him. This is very difficult, my dear viewers of Mani Channel. And this is something which we need to establish in our lives. Learn to forgive those who oppress us, those who have done injustice to us. And you will find this from the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time to time to time to time again, the Prophet ﷺ forgave those who oppressed him. The people of Makkah, the people of the Quraysh of Makkah, they oppressed the Prophet ﷺ. Yet at the time of Fatah in Makkah, the Prophet ﷺ forgave them. If you look at the person who murdered Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who made Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala shaheed, Sayyidina Washi, when the Prophet ﷺ even forgave him, this was the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ forgave all those who impressed the Prophet ﷺ, all those who brought hardship to the Prophet ﷺ's life at the time of Makkah, at the time of conquest of Makkah. The Prophet ﷺ returned this in a unique way of forgiving them all. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should learn from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. At the time of Ghazwa-i Uhud, the Battle of Uhud, the blessed tooth of the beloved Prophet ﷺ was martyred, and his blessed face were wounded. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, said nothing to them. Instead, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah azza wa jal, guide my people, for they are unaware of me. Subhanallah, my dear views of Madinah, this was the merciful Prophet. This was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who impressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were unjust to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them. Even to the extent, the person who cast a magic spell on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave him, did not take revenge on him. Furthermore, also the Jewish woman who had poisoned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that woman who had poisoned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also forgave her as well. And my dear views of Madinah channel, today we need to learn this from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we need to learn to forgive those who have done wrong to us. Today what happens, people are fighting over little things. If our neighbor has parked his car in front of our drive, tomorrow we will be parking our car in front of their drive. If someone had left their rubbish in front of our house, today we will be dumping rubbish in front of their house. Today, if someone was harsh towards our children, we will be harsh towards their children. If today someone didn't treat us right, we would not treat them right. And today, if someone swore at us, we would swear back at them. If someone threw a punch at us, we would throw a punch back at them. It's very less likely that we will forgive them. But if you find from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave these people. Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran,
اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ.
O listeners, repel the evil with that what is good. Then he bestowed whom and you there was enmity will become as you are best friends. Alama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi has stated in part of this ayah, repel with evil with good. For example, replace anger with patience, ignorance with tolerance, bad treatments with forgiveness, and if someone is ill treats you, forgive him. Subhanallah. My dear views of Madinah channel, just think for a moment. Today, if someone shows us anger, how do we deal with them? We need to be dealing with them with patience. Those who are ignorant, with tolerance. Those with bad temper, with forgiveness. If someone is ill-treating us, then forgive him. Insha'Allah, when we will do this, you will find that we will become near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear view, sometimes this action of just forgiveness, this might just be the means of our forgiveness. This action of just forgiving someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it might be such an action that overweigh all our sins and we might be forgiven because of this. Sometimes when it comes to forgiving others, we feel that this might lower my level. This will, you know, take away my dignity. You know, we will lose our respect. Why? Because I've forgiven someone. Someone, he was being harsh with me and I let him go and I forgave him. This might lower me in the court of people. But Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most dignifying one in your court? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, the one who forgives despite having the ability to take a revenge. Subhanallah, my dear views of Madinah channel. Today, a lot of us will forgive where we can't take revenge. Maybe we'll forgive that person. He is big. We know that if we were try to take revenge in front of him, this person might take us down. He might cause us harm. We might forgive that person. But a person who is weak, a person who we can take revenge upon, yet we forgive him. This is that uniqueness. This is that unique action which is most dignifying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear views of Madinah channel, never think that you'll be lowered when you will forgive others. When you will forgive others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your rank because of this. The beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the most powerful amongst you is the one who controls himself when angry, and the most tolerant is the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. So my dear views of Madinah channel, we should learn. And who is the most powerful? Not the one who has strength and shows his strength. not the one who takes revenge, but the most powerful is he who controls himself and is angry, and who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. So my dear viewers on Bandi channel, if you know we can take revenge, let's learn to forgive others, inshallah azawajal. And inshallah azawajal, we'll gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. And also regarding forgiveness, when we will forgive others, what is the benefit of this? The companion Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu ta'ala has reported that the Holy Nabi, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy, and whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. So my dear viewers, we should forgive others. We should show mercy to others. Inshallah, in return we will get mercy. And if we forgive others, inshallah, in return we will gain forgiveness. Now keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make people forgive each other. And in this way they will enter into Jannah. When they will forgive each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them palaces of Jannah. He Azza wa Jal will say, this is for those who will forgive others. When people will forgive others, they will be told to hold that person's hand and take him into Jannah with him. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Bandi channel, we should learn to forgive others. Inshallah, we will be forgiven. We will learn to have mercy on others. Inshallah, we will be showered mercy upon them. Now keep in mind, the one who does not forgive another, he will also not be forgiven as well. The Rasul of Rahmah, the merciful Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, have mercy on others and you will be bestowed with mercy, and adopt forgiveness and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by being merciful to others, Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow mercy upon us, and by forgiving others, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive us also on the day of judgment as well. My dear views of Bandi channel, and you'll find from the seerah of the pious predecessors, today we find it difficult to forgive over a little action, over a little thing. Yet the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will forgive people over a great action. Today, a husband can't forgive his wife. A wife can't forgive her husband over a little thing a husband might have said. Or if the wife has spoken out, the husband can't forgive her. Yet if you look at the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they would forgive over big, big amount of actions. Once it's mentioned regarding a pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned that his slave, she was carrying burning coal and accidentally she slipped and that burning coal fell on that pious person's child and that child passed away. When that Wali of Allah, he realized, he saw what had happened, he said, go, that I have freed you. He freed her from being a slave. He let her free. And subhanallah, this was how the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they control themselves. This is how they would forgive. And inshallah, by forgiving people in this way, inshallah, in these types of difficulties, this is when you will gain great maqam and great status. And there is mentioned, one person was forgiven because he forgave his wife for putting extra salt in the food. When he found that his food had extra salt in it, he thought to himself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also pardons me when I do something wrong. Let me pardon her today. After he passed away, he found out that he was forgiven because of that same action, for forgiving his wife for placing a bit of extra salt. So my dear viewers of Bandi channel, today if someone in our family, if our wives, or if our children, or if anyone from our family does anything wrong, learn to forgive them. Inshallah, this forgiveness will create love in our society. This will create love in our homes, inshallah. And this forgiving each other, inshallah, will make our society a place of ease, inshallah, a place of comfort. If we will forgive others, inshallah, others will also forgive us as well. And inshallah, through this means of forgiving each other, inshallah, we'll be able to make our society better. And not just this dunya better, but we will also be able to make our hereafter better, inshallah. This habit of forgiving, adopt it. This is that pious deed, alhamdulillah, azawajal, through which we can gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can gain forgiveness and we can also gain Jannah. We make dua into the court of the Almighty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to forgive, especially when we are overpowering someone, especially when we know that we can take revenge. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds. by his deeds, by his deeds. Oh Allah, bless us with pious deeds.